Welcome to the Environmental Protection Agency's Science Bite. Today we're going to talk about how scientists at EPA are exploring the connections between electricity production, climate change, and water resources. One thing that most people probably don't realize is that electric power plants use a lot of water to produce energy. In fact, electricity generation accounts for about 45% of withdrawals from rivers, lakes, and streams in the U.S. That makes generation of electricity the largest demand on the nation's freshwater supply. Now here's the connection. As climate change affects weather patterns, especially in areas subject to drought like the Southwest, changes in water resources could become a challenge for energy production in the future. EPA scientists use a computer model called MARCAL to study how energy and water are connected. The model allows them to peer 30 to 40 years into the future to study possible ways that we might produce and use energy if technologies and policies change. Dr. Rebecca Dotter, an EPA scientist working on the project, explains why this is so important.
The model helps us explore future water and climate challenges related to electricity production. We can look at different mixes of fuels and technologies for generating electricity, then test cost-effective strategies that both reduce carbon dioxide, or CO2 emissions, and also reduce the amount of water that's needed for the electric sector. A good example would be renewables, like wind power, which use no water for their day-to-day operations.
Because water and electricity are both essential to our everyday lives, it's important to consider how the use of one can impact the other. As the climate changes, this connection could influence the future of energy production in the United States. Continue to explore research related to air, climate, and energy by visiting www.epa.gov/research, and be sure to keep listening to EPA Science Bite.